Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Bezer Shem, we're continuing in Simen Shin Chaf Aleph. Tonight, we are learning Se'ifim Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. This is page Kufnun Aleph Amar Aleph here in the Mishnah Berurah. So, Se'if Yud Zayin, Mutal Asos Yenumlin. You're allowed to make Yenumlin. Shehu, what is that? Yayin Yashin Tvashu Pilplin. It's some sort of dish that's made together, that's made with aged wine and honey and peppercorns. Mepreshu L'shtiyah. And the reason you're allowed to make it is because it's a beverage. So, you're allowed to make a beverage. You're allowed to mix things together to make a beverage. What's the chiddush? The Enos in Aluntis. What you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to make Aluntis, even though it may seem very similar. Shu Yayin Yashan Umayim Tzluvin V'Shemin Aparsimon, which is made out of aged wine and clear water and aparsimon oil. And the reason you're not allowed to make that is Shehu L'Refua, because that's not used as a beverage, that's used for Refua, and you're not allowed to make things for Refua on Shabbos. So Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Samach Tes Yein Numlin Hainu La'Orvan U'La'Achlan Kamo Shehein. You're allowed to just put the ingredients together, mix them, and eat them as is. But if you're going to really beat them, you know, and mix them vigorously and then strain it, that's going to be aser. Because that's already too much of a tircha to do on Shabbos. Just like we learned that you're not allowed to vigorously stir the chardel. Maril writes, you're not allowed to put kida into vinegar to make a dip, v'chein lasos beitim kashim, or to make hard-boiled eggs in petrazilin b'chometz aser, together with petrazilin, I'm not sure what that is, in vinegar, that's aser, d'dami lihilmi, because that's similar to hilmi, meaning these are more involved types of things. Hu mei melech amvor lel b'sif beis, which is like the salt water that we mentioned in sif beis. V'magin avram masak v'lev umetzadid l'hakal b'zev. Magin avram is makel on these things. V'kol zeb b'meruba. All of this is if you're making a lot of it. Avol b'ma'at shari afilu maril kamvor. But everyone would agree that if you're just making a little bit at a time, that's enough of a shinoi that would be mutter. Shehu l'refua, sif katan ayin. So we said you're not allowed to make something that serves as a medicine. V'kol davar shu mishum refua, asru chazal lasos, gzera mishum shchika sammanim. Anything that's meant for refua, chazal say you're not allowed to make it, not only not allowed to take it, you're not allowed to make it, because if it's gzera shchika sammanim, since there are many medications that are made by grinding herbs, and you're not allowed to do tochein on Shabbos, so gzeira that you might come to grind things, you're not allowed to make any sort of medication. And therefore, even if you had this made on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to take it on Shabbos, because it is something that's for the sake of refuah, right? That's the big question everyone's asking me about this Shabbos, is taking those tzom kal pills on Shabbos to prepare for the fast. So one of the issues is refuah. Are you allowed to take it if it's a violation of refuah? The other issue is hachana on Shabbos. The more serious issue is hachana. Refuah is probably not a problem with these things, because it's not called the refuah when you're feeling fine. Okay, so if yud ches, ein shorin es hachiltis lo b'poshin v'lo b'tzonin, you're not supposed to soak the cress, I think chiltis is, in warm water or cold water, shederach l'shoso l'refuah, because the only reason you would be soaking it is for the sake of refuah. Avnosan l'toch hachomet sumetabel b'pito, but you're allowed to put it into vinegar and use it as a dip for your bread. Hayishari me'atmal, if it was already soaking from before Shabbos, mutter lishroso b'Shabbos, but the Mishnah Berurah changes the gear so to mutter lishtoso b'Shabbos, because why would you need to soak it if it was already soaking before Shabbos? So it's mutter to then drink it on Shabbos. Vim shasim, because apparently it's not a violation of refuah. Vim shasim menu yom chamishi v'yom shishi v'tzarech lishtoso gam b'Shabbos, and if you do have a medication that you already started a regimen on Thursday and Friday, and now you want to drink it on Shabbos as well, mutter, you're allowed to do that. Shekachu derech refuah, l'shtosu shavi yom zeh achar zeh, because the derech of the refuah is to drink it for 7 consecutive days. Mishnah Berurah is going to change that to 3 consecutive days, because if you do the math, Thursday plus Friday plus Shabbos is not 7, that's 3. So probably the gears over here is 3 consecutive days. Hilkach mutter l'shosu b'tzonin, so you can soak it in cold, v'litno b'chama, and then put it out in the sun, because it needs to be a little bit warm, neshu sakanim lo yishtam yimenu, because it's going to be dangerous if you don't drink from it. So therefore, you're allowed to continue the regiment, because you don't have to accept danger upon yourself. They would take this for heavy-heartedness. Not, I don't think that means emotional. I think it means that someone's having heart palpitations or something like that. Over here, it shouldn't say lishroso, it should say lishtoso, as we pointed out, because it's talking about if it was already soaking on Erev Shabbos, so then you're allowed to be lishtoso on Shabbos. Rufua. The reason you're allowed to drink it on Shabbos is because it's also a Meichel Briyim. It's something that a healthy person would eat. So let's say a person wants to have chicken soup on Shabbos because their throat's hurting them and they have a cold, and whatever, so they want to have chicken soup. Not just because they love chicken soup. That's totally mutter, because healthy people have chicken soup also. So even though you're taking it for a Rufua, but if it's a Meichel Briyim, so then it's going to be mutter. But if you're in a place where no healthy person in their right mind eats this stuff, mashmeh Rambam da aser, then the Rambam would say that it's aser. Mutar rotzlomar filu shosu kedul kameh. Then we said that if it's something that you're on a regiment one day after the other, so then you're even allowed to make this stuff on Shabbos because it's going to be dangerous not to continue the regiment. Shiva yamim tzarich lomar shloshi. Even though it says 7 days, it means even a 3 day regiment that you need to continue on Shabbos. Kedisa begemara and bechama, you could put it out in the sun. V'ilekachama afilu ba'ur shari minei asakana. Since it's so dangerous not to take this, even if you have to heat it with fire, you're allowed to take it. Meaning, apparently, if you take the first two doses and don't take the third dose, you could die. So you're allowed to even heat it with fire to take it. So the question that the poskim deal with, the contemporary poskim deal with, is how much of this heter is about the fact that it's a regiment that you already started before Shabbos, and how much is about the fact that it's dangerous not to take it. Like you're on a medication that's supposed to be a 7 day regimen of antibiotic or something, or a Z-Pak or whatever, you know, that you have. So that's what they call it, right? We have the 5 day. So if you don't, it's not, most of the time it's not going to be dangerous if you don't take it on Shabbos, but it's supposed to be taken, X number of days. So Shlomo Zalman, I think, is makel about that. I think Rav Moshe is machmir about that. I think the Minhag Olam is to be makel about that. So to review what we learned today is that we learned that you can make a beverage by combining the ingredients with minimum effort, but you're not allowed to mix a medication on Shabbos. We also learned that you can eat therapeutic things in a Meichel Briyim kind of way, if it's therapeutic, but it's also something that a healthy person would eat. And then we learned that if you started a 7 or 3 day regiment of medicine, you can continue it on Shabbos, particularly if it's dangerous not to continue it. Okay, Bez Hashem, probably Sunday night on a Zoom, we'll do see if you test. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening.